Watching the Lakers. Edit shit. Computer work. You know about that.
Bro, we got like 10 episodes of our podcast recorded this past week.
Man. Look, people don't realize how tiring recorded podcasts can be, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that was only the half of it. We also shot 8 clips, 9 clips.
Yeah.
And we did a full day helping Ray Ray run her booth.
Oh, my goodness. And that's right. I was at Exotica.
Yeah. And then drove the 12 hours back home.
Y'all drove.
Always. We're just cruising.
I ain't gonna front. I prefer to drive than to do public anything. Yeah. I used to love doing that anyway, just driving in general. I miss driving. Lord knows.
Plus, with my big ass,
yeah.
I ain't getting on no fucking coach.
No. What I hate is the layover, because I got to take a trip to Charlotte. And yeah. It's not as bad going. It's the coming back is the problem, because the coming back is 10 hours. And I was like,
yeah.
I got a 3-hour wait at the train station. I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do for 3 hours?
Train station? How are you flying into a train station?
Oh, no, I'm taking the train.
Yeah, that's a you problem, buddy. I won't do a train.
No, I don't mind a train. Because the train station is closer than the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like spending all that Uber to get to that because that motherfucker is expensive.
Yeah, until we get trains like they do in Germany or Korea, I ain't doing no fucking train.
Yeah. Which is crazy, because they've been talking about this super train they're supposed to have in North Carolina forever, and they ain't built.
Yeah, bro, we're too damn big. We are too big of a state. We are not Europe. Like we. We've got a state that's as big as Europe. Like,
this is
not the place to try to do that. We decided a long time ago we weren't doing high speed rail.
No. That motherfucker.
That's. I won't be taking any high speed rails for at least another 20 years until I'm ready to die. Then I'll start taking the rails.
That's it now. If it comes to me, like, if I'm able to take a plane, now I will have to take a plane if I have to go out west. No, I'm not doing a train to the west coast. I don't know. No.
Yeah.
But go on. My smoke stops. I plan to smoke.
Yeah.
I want to get to quick. Oh, my goodness. So what's been going on, people?
So, I mean, I'm like, you can talk, like.
Oh, are we going into
Yeah, we do want to hear from the wifey, too, now.
Yeah.
Oh, what's going on now?
Yeah, start.
Yeah, we have some podcasts going through. We worked on some podcasts, and I did a scene with Mega Drive and Wade Jones. It was my first time to do a scene with Wade Jones. And it was interesting to actually meet him, because I guess he was, Ray Ray hired him to do a scene as a male performer. Okay. And we were in the basement, and he was fully naked in the laundry room, because I guess they took a little break. And he runs downstairs, and I think he said, "Oh, I'm sorry, Jasmine, I'm naked." And I was like, I'm not complaining. I'm okay with that. And he goes, "Well, all right." I was like, "So how is your collabs going?" "Well, something happened, like, they both canceled." He goes, meanwhile, he's holding his crotch. And I was like, "Well, oh, okay."
His dick. You don't got to church it up.
Yeah, his dick. And I said, "Well, and he offered." He's like, "Hey, I mean, I could fill in if you want." "Okay, that'll be great." Meanwhile, he's still naked. And I'm like, "Hey, let's exchange, a Twitter or X's. Yeah. Or let me get your number as we're talking." He goes, "I would like to do that after I'm finished my scene." I was like, "Okay, good idea." Why don't you go upstairs?
No,
and this is the part that your boy is.
He is holding his dick. And he is such a fucking gentleman, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Bob Dick would have been just hanging there like Like, won't nothing that, like, yeah, we could definitely do the collab. Definitely.
Bro, let me tell you. So, little backstory on that, right? So, they had taken a pause because he was overheating. It was getting really warm in the house.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, it's cold down in the basement. And this, again, strategic. I'm like, it's nice and cold down in the basement. You know, go down there. Yeah. Jasmine's down there. You can chat with her while you're cooling off.
Oh, yeah. That's
She's smart. Like, he's like, I can go down there naked? I'm like,
yeah. Oh, yeah, because as a husband, see, this is what
you're like saying.
As a husband, we scope out your male talent for you.
Yeah.
We'll scope it out quick. It'll be like, oh, yeah. It'll be many times I look at a dude, I'll be like, man, I would love to see him with Tisha.
Yeah.
I was exactly. And it's not just because I get turned on by watching my woman get fucked. It's also the business aspect of it.
Yeah, because, you know, if it's going to sell well, you know, if your clients and customers are going to like it, and, you know.
Oh, yeah, because it, trust and believe is like, then we try to tell you, male talent, y'all need to realize that some of these women are married, and you might want to get cool with the husband. Yeah. Smoke a blunt with him, have a conversation. I know I'll be doing that. But we're like, why he ain't with the girls? Why he with the husbands? I'm trying to get money shoots, man. Boy. So with that being said, let me get this out of the way. Hello, smokers. Welcome to the Smoking Lounge. You know who I am. Kevin Arthur, Silver Champ, a.k.a. The Porn Rap Star. Find all my links with one link, allmylinks.com/pornrapstar. Four sponsors to tell you about. Rossism Magazine, BushRocker.com, our two new ones. The Kinky Candle Company, find them on Etsy, as well as the Queen of Law from the Queen City, none other than Mitchell Ferrari, for all your legal needs. That means if you need something expunged, she can get it expunged. Go check her out. Also, find me on FullSwapRadio.com, as well as the BGP LLC app, as well as SkyhawkAppleTV.com. Now, as you can see, this is one of my favorite porn couples. You see the beauty, sexy, lovely Jasmine Groove. And then, of course, Mr. Sexy Buns.
Yes, sir.
And he don't mind showing them buns off, the one and only J.R. Cruz, a.k.a. Cruising with the Crew. Say hello to the smokers.
What's going on, y'all?
So let me get with the podcast. What are we expecting for this new season of your podcasting?
Okay, so we've got about 4 episodes out right now. We started releasing once a month, and now because we've had time to create so many episodes, we're gonna start switching to twice a month. We've got a bunch of different creators. Our first episode was with one of the best producers in the independent biz, Mr. Mark Blaze from Blaze Studios.
Okay.
Then our second episode is just the two of us doing a recap of our trip in New Jersey for Exotica. Mm-hmm. Episode 3 is with one of my sons, using air quotes, Maddie Icing, who we talked just about his journey thus far, some of the fun stuff, told a little bit of fun little details. They can get a peek at what we shot while we were in Jersey. Episode 4 was with none other than Team VP Zone, Mr. Nuts, and Kelly Shin.
Yay!
So, all 4 of those are out on all podcasting platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud. If there's any others, I can't remember what the hell they are. So,
with the podcasting.
Yes, sir.
Because it's becoming saturated, especially on the porn side of the podcast.
Right.
Because it seems like a new one pops up every day. Is it that as talents, people seeing the value of having a podcast? Because I'm not even going to lie. Since I've been podcasting, I was already getting good sales, but my sales done went the fuck up.
Yeah.
So is it that people are seeing podcasting is the way to go to promote their porn? just as much as themselves?
So for us, it was more of we listen to a lot of different podcasts out there. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to kind of normalize, destigmatize, and all that stuff, but we thought that we had a different angle.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at it the way that we did, in that we share with our audience not just like that part of it, but our journey and our personal lives.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, we talk about our kids, we talk about the balance that we have to have between vanilla and work. Mm-hmm. We give them a little peek behind the screens, talking about you know, how we prep for stuff. You know, like the logistics that go into it, the, you know, all of the other things, because it's not just a show up, my dick's hard, now just start fucking witches.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, we just talk about a lot about, you know, behind the scenes things about porn, mm-hmm. about anxiety, you mm-hmm. know, trying to be comfortable with others and the health measures behind doing porn. People may not know, you know, we do TTS testing. We still do this, but we go back to being a parent, going back home. And then, you know, with JR, of course, managing me and booking me now, because now I used to have an agent. Now he's has a load of a good stress because it's me, but we work as a couple.
I got this load on my back and it's weighing me down. But
if you want to be honest, if it no different than my situation with Tish.
Yep.
It's when you're the husband, you kind of end up playing manager whether you want to or not, because they're going to come to you and ask for your opinion.
Yeah.
And they're going to lean on you to do a whole bunch of stuff. Like, because let's just be real. Half these women don't feel like goddamn editing shit. They don't feel like uploading shit. They just want to look pretty and fuck on camera. It's our job to do all that shit.
JR is hard. He actually wants me to learn. He's like, I'm tired of doing this. You're going to do this so we can both help each other. And it's true. It gets easier when I help him. But at the same time, I'm not going to lie. He's a little bit more quick in learning technology. I'm a little bit more on the slow side. So he might be like, I'm trying to help him when I'm really not really helping him. I'm helping him, like, you know, move a little slower than usual.
And sometimes, you know, sometimes it's a blessing getting to spend that extra time and sharing and learning from each other. Other times it's like,
I'm trying.
But the thing with on the podcast tip, because y'all's is what, audio and video or just audio?
Currently just audio.
Audio, yes. So y'all ain't dealt with the video beast yet.
Yeah, no, not yet. We wanna build a decent enough following that, yeah, you know, fall in love with our voice before give them the benefit of what we look like.
Believe it or not, I did not want to do video. I was trying to avoid it by all cost.
Yeah.
Damn it, these people. It's bad when people are like, wait, do you do video? Then my mentor, shouts out to Omari the Rebel, man, you got to do video. Because I listen to Jim Cornette, all he do is audio.
Yeah.
And so, but the thing about it is the monetization of it.
Yeah.
Finding the way to make money with the podcast or through the podcast. How did y'all navigate that?
So we're still hoping to start making money through the podcast. So, you know, for anybody that is interested in sponsoring, you can reach out at justcruisingpodcast@yahoo.com. But we have a great platform, a great set of producers that are kind of hosting our show for us at Age of Radio. Big shout out to Jeremy, who runs that. We're able to upload all of our stuff to Megaphone, and then he gets everything published to the different podcasting sites.
Okay.
I get to add and we have the ability to add advertising to it. So I get the option to pick where in the show the ads get placed. So I do like two right after our intro and then two at the end. And so we get, once we start getting enough listeners and downloaders, we get like, I think it's like $7-$8 per 1,000 downloads.
Yeah, because even with me, like I said, thank God for the ad revenue. Thank you, Spotify Podcasts, for the ad revenue, because it's a beautiful thing. And then the funniest thing is I actually saw that I charted on Apple 248. I said, damn, I actually made the chart.
Hell yeah, man.
The chartables and stuff. But it's kind of like with my podcast, everything I learned, it was organic and through actually watching others away.
Yeah.
And everything, even to figuring out where I could play stuff and everything. Yeah, check out Good Pods.
Yeah.
Check out Good Pods. Get it on me. I'm trying to tell you. Okay. So with the podcast, how much have y'all been integrating into your brand with the porn? Like, I'm surprised y'all don't, like, do a podcast, you know what I'm saying, when y'all be doing, like, you know, when y'all be having the content houses and stuff like that, because it's a perfect opportunity to do little creative stuff that could go with the podcast.
Yeah. So we, one of the things that with us, with ours, is we don't, like, we don't try to make it outwardly salacious. There's already a decent amount of folks doing it right with that type of stuff, with, you know, your plug talk, pillow talk, turned on podcast.
Because me, even with me, like, with the premium smoke room, it's Howard Stern, but we tried to get you to learn some shit while you look at the titties, so with a little bit of fun. So, yeah, it's kind of trying to find your lane in it.
Yeah.
So you stick out and you actually are hitting a niche or a need that's not being met within the podcast, in that part of the podcast community.
Right. So, I mean, and I like to think that that's kind of what we did, is we saw that there was maybe a need for people to be able to gain a little bit of that. And then just kind of, like I said, just get to know us a little bit more, you know, like. I like to think that when people listen to us, they almost feel like they're just right across the table from us, you know, having a drink and just shooting the shit.
And I really enjoy that. After we do a scene, we've actually did, hey, do you mind doing a podcast right after the scene, your feedback after the scene or something? And it works out great because every one of them said yes. So they're really like, it was some of their first times to actually do a podcast with us. And it felt really great. Just to be comfortable with us.
Yeah. And then for like Don Juan and his PR company, big shout out to Don Juan. He wants to get us, he wants us to interview all of his people.
Don Juan gets it where these PRs don't.
Yeah.
He gets, they need the podcast. And people don't realize, especially you content creators and porn stars, these podcasts, their podcast, my podcast, my man, the Fitness Protection Project, my girl Lily Craven, her stuff. God dang it, there's a whole bunch of them. Even to the point, my man Heck Tech, he got his thing popping. This help you actually reach a fan base that you can't reach with your OnlyFans or Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, period. Because people really love listening to podcasts to the point that podcasts are changing radio now.
Oh yeah, I listen to them while we're on our road trips. We have quite a few that we kind of will burn through and listen to when we're there on the road doing nothing else.
Yeah. So. Because to me, it's like, it sounds funny as fuck. Like, one of my favorite podcasts broke up and my Tuesdays is fucked up. Fuck you, See the Thing Is podcast. Y'all had to break up. But see, that went, but it made me think, because that showed you how much podcasting is a part of a person's life. And two, everybody can do it, because you have to actually be entertaining because you're talking.
Right. You
know? So it's kind of like, to me, it's like, it's a lot of people that I hear their podcast, I'll be like, but the thing about it is, like, with y'all, when y'all watch the other podcasts, do y'all learn from those podcasts? Because, like, with me, I like, for example, I watch Joe Budden. I listen to his cadence. I listen to when he gets loud, when he don't get loud. when he emphasizes something, when he don't emphasize something, mannerisms and stuff like that. And stuff, do y'all pay attention to stuff like that when y'all watch stuff like that?
Yeah, for me, I think JR got me started with podcasting because I used to be like, oh, Joe Rogan's show again. But then after watching it the whole, full hour, hour and a half, I learned that he's able to be comfortable, ask really goofy questions, whether serious or not. And every single person that he's interviewed had that comfort level. And then he'd say a point that he wanted to get across. And I was thinking, wow, maybe in our podcast we can mix it up like that. But then, I really got intrigued by it. And I said, well, I'm going to keep listening. And then after that podcast, we were listening to Swing Nation, which is talks about the swinger life, because I was telling JR there's certain things in the swinger lifestyle I don't understand, but he broke it down. Northern guy and southern girl broke it down to there's definitions in there, so we put definitions in the porn life that people may not know. Mm-hmm. We break it down to the important questions that people may have or what they're thinking of and how to put it in an organized way. And I said to JR, this is it. But this time, when we do podcasting, we don't have a script. That's why everyone's like, wow, how do you come up with these questions? We actually meet the performers on the set. So mm-hmm. sometimes JR is a great host. I'm a co-host. He just breaks it down to like, man, you sound like a real radio station, like, DJ or something. Me, I'm more like, yeah, why do you like the color green? Is it part of your life? And here's JR like, okay, so how did it influence your life? How did you get into this? I really like the color green too. It gives life to everything. It's just like,
yeah, because I'm sorry. The hardest thing is to bleed, to get blood from maternal. To actually get a guest who don't want to talking. Yeah. And that takes skills, yo. That takes skills, because I didn't pull out.
And the thing is, we try to present our personality too, because in real life, what you see and what I do is I ask the simple, basic questions that have been curious. JR breaks it down to like, okay, let me get serious, but yet put a little bit of open-ended questions. And I know I have to work on it, but I think it's because when the camera's rolling, even though it's audio. Like JR said, it's good practice for me. So when we move up to the real thing in front of the camera, I don't freeze and get nervous because he sees me and looks at me and he calms me down. He looks right at me because I'm always shaking. Like, what do I say next? But he said, no, it'll come natural with time,
Yeah, because like people always ask me, well, do you have any questions? No, not really. I don't like giving you questions.
Right.
I don't like doing that. I like engineering the conversation with the questions, and I actually get the questions off the shit that you tell me.
Yeah. Yes.
Because to me, it's like, I heard when they talked about when Shannon Sharpe was getting better with that. When he talked to Cat Williams. Mm-hmm. When Cat started going off the rail, he couldn't roll with him because he was stuck on the cards.
And oh my God, dude! I just recently saw this. That was
He didn't know what to do. He might as well just take the car seat.
One minute he's like, "Oh wait, hold up! What you saying, there, Cat?
Hold up, Cat! You know that's my friend. Yeah. and that's why I like when I look at like the guys I look at. I look at academics. I look at Joe Budden. Yeah. Joe Rogan is a master of it.
Yes.
He goes off the top. There ain't no cards.
Yeah.
Period. He roll with anybody. And all he do is bounce off what the dude tell him. Oh, well, elaborate this. Say this.
Yeah. Period. And then he'll call him out or he'll, be like, oh, wait, hold on. Jamie, check that out. We eventually wanted Jamie, but, a much sexier one. Maybe scantily dressed.
Yes.
Shoot, girl, I mean, you got the guy in the sexual, that we keep it 100, in the sexuality realm.
Yeah.
Women-led podcast dominates this. We see this. Mm-hmm. So, it's one, y'all got a good dynamic because, one, y'all can talk about relationships because
yep.
Yes.
That way everybody want to talk about, oh, by the way, they're married.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she can sit here and say, yeah, my husband does. Mm-hmm. Well, females not even married talking about something. Yeah, send me $100 for lunch. You didn't say that your man does that because you don't have one.
Yeah.
And do you have a lot of couples that listen to you and actually get try to get feedback from y'all?
We definitely solicit. We ask for feedback from other couples and stuff. And
look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
We've reached out, sent our stuff out to our friends within the lifestyle community and in the porn community to try to get feedback, see what we can do better. Because we're always open to learning or seeing everything from another angle.
But I mean, so again, listeners, because y'all being a married couple that's doing this in the lifestyle, no matter how you skinny it, kind of an inspiration and a learning tool for couples.
Yeah.
So if you have any couples that are fans that kind of say something to y'all, send y'all DMs or what have you?
Not yet. We're hoping, you know.
It's coming.
From your mouth to God's plan, very much hope that does happen eventually.
Yeah.
But regardless, we're having an absolute blast doing it. Mm-hmm. I couldn't imagine doing it with anybody else.
Me too. It's always fun.
But yeah, you know, like we get to be our authentic, unfiltered selves and have a blast with it. So, you know, it would be great if this starts to make a profit and has more of a bigger reach to the community, to fans, to, you know, whomever. And we would love to help mentor, help assist, you know, other couples and stuff that may be struggling, that may want to go through some of this or you know, just curious about how it all works. That is what we're hoping for.
Now, people, you see where I'm heading with this, because y'all want to have these lovely relationship conversations all the damn time that I got to hear on YouTube. So we about to go there. Let's go. So,
okay.
The main topic of this is that you hear about people in the swinging lifestyle, what have you, with couples. You have a traditional marriage. You have all this shit, these conversations. That's what the guy I did not hear when I was 20.
Yeah,
I'm still trying to find out when. I never ever in my life asked a woman about her body count, but I digress. Nor did I ever care. Y'all some sensitive motherfuckers, I'm sorry. But the biggest thing is that I know a lot of men, we kind of live our lives for other men. And we actually live off of other men's opinions.
Mm-hmm.
So when you and her started doing what y'all were doing, lifestyle or what have you, how much did you deal with other dudes' opinions? I know there was some motherfucker that had some smart shit to say.
Oh, all the time. Like, for me, all the time with the vanilla folks, you know, they feel like all of the, you know, oh, wait, you let her fuck other dudes too? Like, yeah. She's gonna let me fuck other chicks. You want to keep?
They missed that part. Happy, they missed that part of it.
Yeah, they're like, "Oh, I would never let my wife fuck another man. I'll do a threesome, but all I can think of in my head is like, you're a fucking moron. You're kind of a piece of shit." That's something. That's a red flag right there. And number one, number two, like clearly, there is a very not healthy power dynamic in that marriage. If you don't see your wife as an equal, mm-hmm. or your superior, because let's face it, they better than us in basically everything. They're fucking.
I don't mean getting mad. Get the fuck over it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Finish. Seriously. How about you just be grateful that they put up with your dumb ass? Because men in general, we're a fucking mess. And we're lucky enough to have women like these that actually put up with our shit and still support us. And like, y'all should be doing whatever the fuck you can to make her happy.
See,
yeah, I agree. In order to do content with, oh, wait, wait, wait,
wait. I would hope so.
I feel like in order to do content with me, you gotta go past this guy because he knows me well. He's known me for 20 years. He knows what I like. Personality and a good chemistry is all it takes to win me over. Now, if you're gonna act disrespectful, rude, and just want to do the straight, you know, let's just have sex. That's it. I want to get to know you. I want to know more than that because I want this to be a good friendship, not just a business friendship, but a friendship as in, hey, you want to hang out, get some coffee, you know, talk about life when we meet in their state, you know? So it's always fun that way. We meet so many people, and sometimes we've gained a lot of friendships that way, not just business, but actually we've hung out, had lunch or dinner, and then drinks and talked about life and just simple things like that. People don't realize the importance of, you know, we're not getting any younger, so we also want to have fun and enjoy the time we have together because this is like, you know, coming from being a parent to this kind of life, we don't get enough time to travel. I think that our kids are now out of sports season, so once we go back to sports season in the next few months, that's where our lives gets really focused on that, you know.
Yeah, and see, it don't hurt that your husband, just as a man, right? I see he's your husband. Then I see he do a scene. Okay. because the reason why I say that, because a lot of times when these dudes work with a chick, their thoughts. And let's keep it real, it's men. He ain't thinking it right. Unless you see the nigga and you see him, damn. It's like you look at Richard Mann's wife, he ain't banging it right. But if you see Richard Mann banging something, you be like, okay, this is strictly professional. There ain't no way in hell I could ever. <That's her. laughs> That's why I used to love. I was like, just let dudes know. Don't think that because, you know, bruh, I gets down, my brother. You know, period. But it's kind of like when, how many of it, well, I mean, I know they probably go ahead of time or what have you, but how many times you had moments where they didn't realize, the town didn't realize y'all were together?
I don't think we've ever really come across that, at least yet. Mostly because, like, when we're doing, well, like, if we're doing collabs and stuff, like, I'm already there. I'm kind of helping run it as it is. You know, but I can see definitely, like, when we're at a convention, if, like, say, I don't move so well anymore. Like, things hurt. I've been, you know.
Oh, trust me.
I've been to war a few times. You know, 20 years retired from the army. Like, I need to settle down a little bit.
And you was an athlete like myself, so yeah.
Yeah. You know, like, so there'll be times where she's moving about the crowd or whatever, meeting people, greeting fans, shit like that. So sometimes in that type of a scenario, I do see sometimes where she'll, like, bring them back to wherever I'm at. I'm like, oh, hey. This is my hubby, JR. JR, this is such and such. And, you know, you say husband, all of a sudden that dude's like, like, Matty Icy, great kid, very respectful talent. I guess he let slip that he was terrified of me when he met me the first time because he met Jasmine separate.
Yeah.
You know, like, he was hanging out with Parker Ambrose, and they're all talking and hugging and chatting and all that stuff. And he's, like, talking about, like, eventually trying to do a collab or whatever. And he's like, oh, come on, back to the booth. And so he comes over, and, you know, and she's like, Maddie, this is my husband. And he's like, sure, nice to meet you.
The reason why, because it's kind of like, especially in the Black community, we're not taught to share ours.
Yeah.
openly. They're clear. You know what I'm saying? They do it behind the closed door, but not openly. So it's kind of like when you meet somebody's husband, it's like, because most of the time, let's keep it 100, the way these ladies sell themselves, they sell themselves as being available. Not kill the fantasy, you know, period. So any female that's able to continue to make money and make waves in this business, and she's known to be married, you a bad, excuse my language, bitch. Because that's sometimes a turnoff for some dudes.
Yeah.
That's a turnoff, believe it or not. You know, period. Yeah. So it speaks to the testament of how bad a chick is that she's still hot and they know she got a man at home.
We do enjoy a little bit of adventure, you know, and a little bit of strange every now and then. So the good thing about that is we also make sure we market ourselves as, you know, swingers. So they at least are kind of like, oh, well, I still got a chance, you know. it's almost better for some guys because they're like, oh, so I can maybe fuck this girl and then her not try to come at me for some money.
I'm saying it's a win-win.
To be true, she's still gonna try to come at you for some money because you know, pay to play, but
ain't shit for free.
That's right.
I keep saying this. Dick is for free. Pussy has never been for free. Gonna pay with money or time. Either way, something.
Our dumb asses, we just try to give it away. Really? Yeah, take the dick. Come on.
Take the dick. Yeah.
Come on. It's right here. It's free.
That's why they say women, they want it. Dudes, get it when it's available.
Yeah.
That's the only time we get. So I noticed. So how has the strip club situation been going on with your mama? You know, I got to go. I ain't been to strip.
It's been great, actually. I've been with the club in South Carolina, Platinum West, for 6 years. And when I reflect back on when I first started, and not many people didn't know me, and you know, getting clients was hard. It was a lot of hard work, but now. I think this year has been a really great year for me. I've been doing really well. Clients, they're recognizing me. I've been really promoting my Jasmine Cruz card. But like, hey, if you want to do a dance with a really awesome girl, there's this girl who does porn. So I'll joke around and show it and then be like, oh, cool. And I said, well, that's me. And I was like, oh. And, you know, that helps with sales. And I'm always saying, well, you can watch these. This is my domain. I self-promote. I promote myself on Instagram. Was the idea of JR. When I first started, I didn't even do social media. I was pretty much wondering how can I get clients. But JR was like, no, you say when you're there, exact time. They will be there and say, hey, you know, tell them exactly when and where. And then, you know, and wear something cute, something that they like. And say, hey, if you want me to wear this that day you work, that'd be great. So I think this is the year that I've actually been quite successful and people have been good to me and been throwing tips on stage. I haven't seen it rain this year for that every time now. So it's really exciting to show JR. I'm like, here's the video. Here's the picture. Like, people are really excited about my personality and they're really excited about the podcast. I mean, actually, some of them have subscribed as I'm talking about us and our goals with this podcast. So a lot of them are excited about, you know, I guess the intellectual side of it. I guess they don't like, JR was like telling me, that's your line. I'm more than just a pretty face. You talk about your accomplishments, about, you know, your past, about, you know, that you love doing what you do, but you also are a business entrepreneur. Like you're getting yourself together and everyone's seen the transformation of what I used to look like, you know, all shy on the seat saying, would you like a dance? And then JR comes in and like, no, you come in with your personality. You're like a fireball. Get in there. You know, when you come to Exoticas or the events, you say, hey, I'm Jasmine Cruz. Shake their hand. Get in their face. Don't be all shy. You've got lots to offer, like your smile. You're genuine. You're sweet. And sometimes people aren't like that, but you are. So I thank JR for coaching me and telling me that there are good people out there that's willing to go above and beyond and help me out and, you know, tip me on Cash App or tip me on stage to say, hey, you're doing a great job with you and your husband. This is our token of our appreciation of, your hardworking and your craziness. So
yeah.
So I am a crazy wild one.
What is your theme song you come out to?
It's a Dora, D-U-R-A by Daddy Yankee, a Spanish song.
Oh, Daddy Yankee. Oh, I know about Daddy Yankee. Come on.
Yeah, I think that's the song I've started for the last 6 years. And like, we've always been sick of it. So
it'd be great to have like a Filipino song, but they don't have a lot of that pop, you know, kind of rappy, upbeat stuff. It's a lot more passionate, and about loss.
Sexy Red up in there somewhere. Some Sexy Red, a little bit of Meg Thee Stallion. Issue. I haven't been in the strip club, but I know they probably play.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, shoot, man. Cause I remember the strip club I used to frequent all the time with Brothers Three. It was small as shit. Damn it, it was popping though.
Yeah.
And the beauty of that was they can get complete butt ass naked. BYOB too, god dang it.
You had to be. There you go.
That's nice.
And gotta pay like for $20 beers and shit like that.
He didn't want to do that because it was in the hood. So, yeah. but see, they used to do this drawing.
Yeah.
I guess everybody had to buy a ticket and they put the money in the jar. By the end of the announcement of like who won, security had to walk them out and tell them to take their ass home. Oh my goodness. So what else I've been thinking about? So have you done any wrestling stuff lately? You know, I love when y'all ladies do wrestling. I love pick a motherfucker up and ball a dude up.
I haven't done any wrestling.
Well, no, you did the one.
Well, have I?
Yeah, no. So we did
Sorry, I did.
So, the gentleman that runs Women of Sparta has started another another series, a more erotic series. I think it's called Pompeii or something similar along those lines. So it's a lot more like sex wrestling type.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been blessed that he likes how I shoot it and stuff. That he will sometimes hire us to shoot for his company. So, like, I'll run camera, and it'll be, like, her and another female talent, and they'll go out there, and they'll wrestle, and then, you know, usually it's, like, one of the women wins and gets to fuck the other one with a strap on and stuff, so, you know, and of course, I hate every minute of it. I don't enjoy it at all.
Yes, he does.
It's sexy women slapping meat is a beautiful thing.
Yeah. No, my job sucks. It's horrible.
So with the wrestling, how can I put this? How much has that enhanced your career? Because like I said, it's one, because you have done porn. Okay, yeah, we know you do shit porn, but the wrestling fetish, like I keep telling everybody, this is as niche as it gets. And it's a lucrative thinking. Trust me, even some of the professional wrestlers do, you know, private wrestling videos.
So it's actually an added to being more promotable just because, JR is a real former competitive wrestler. So I hand it to him because I know the basic moves. He's been wrestling since he was a teenager and he did lots of competitive wrestling. So it has helped me tremendously. Because I wasn't really good on the mat until he went through the motions and said, you know, you could do this. This could help you out. You know, everyone loves sexy women wrestling. And for me, I love it and I enjoy it. And it's a different flavor to give to the audience to see that side of me where, you know, I could be sexy, cute in an outfit, but yet be a tough,
bad-ass
star. Yeah. That.
Yes, because I do remember the last time we talked, you did say you wanted to do action sequencing with your porns.
Yes.
Because I know a little bit of karate and been doing with some judo.
Yeah, so the thing is, I actually did, it was with FTKL. He's actually a stunt martial artist in Aikido. And when I went over, he does tickle fetish. And one of his models had canceled out, and he said, he didn't know that I knew martial arts. I was like, you know, I took Taekwondo, Muay Thai, and Krav Maga, you know, beginner lessons, but I'm pretty much flexible, and I can easily learn. And he goes, well, let's do it. He's like, let's go and make you, like, I don't know, an Asian, you know,
assassin.
An assassin. And he actually did the moves. I've never did stage fighting before, so it's different when you're doing it on camera because everything's timed, and he's very professional. So I remember he was holding a frying pan, and I had to, like, kick him, and there was a lot of choreography, and there was another female there, so, and it took a lot of takes, I'm not gonna lie. But I have the moves down. The only problem is the timing. So, you know, you have to cover yourself a certain way, and if it's wrong, you can injure both of us. So I don't want
to knock your ass out.
Him knocks me out, I knock him out. So I'm nervous because I don't know what he said. No, you could go hard. I was like, okay, if you say so. But I'm scared for myself because I'm not the professional, so I might be the one falling down. But after a lot of the takes, it became fun for me. So I hope when we do the next one, I told him to incorporate, like, the stage fighting, because to me, it's an art, and it's different. So the audience likes it now. So it's like, hey, you should do more of that. I was like, okay, I guess I have to.
But everyone that used to watch Black Belt Theater, right?
Yes.
Think about how many of those fight sequences could turn into a porn scene.
Yes.
Just the part where he's blocking the girl, he turned around and held her from the back. God dang it. Oh, there's a porn scene right there.
There you go. we are looking at in the very near future getting her to one of the Team VP events. So that we can get her into some more of that creative, some of the more creative things. I know Mr. Nuts has already got a bunch of wheels turning in his head about her for whenever we do get into it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I've seen his work, and I was impressed.
I see myself, if I ever, because I am going to make it to one of them events, damn it, because I do want to do tits and shots. I want to record that show. It's going to be, the girls are topless, and they taking shots, and I'm asking them some very interesting questions.
Yeah.
This is going to be, but... No, cause like I don't know how versed y'all is with the martial arts films, what have you. If there was a martial arts film that you like, that you would turn to a porn, which one would it be?
I would say I don't know. I really like the Kung Fu Bruce Lee Enter the Dragon. So I don't know, something like that, or a mixture of Mortal Kombat. Like, I'm this sexy Asian that, with my little quirky, crazy, corny self, like, I'd say, like, corny puns, you know, and, you know, and talk about, you know, being a cum slut, or, like, you know, I just love that white, creamy stuff. Something that, along the lines of sexual, but more of a, you know, battling it out, but then being, like, pervy about it. Like, are you ready to begin the fight? But first touch this or touch that. It'll really get me going to increase my stamina, you know, something corny like that.
That's
so,
a good one. The one I would go with, you ain't ready for this, Five Deadly Venoms. Maybe the females.
What's that one?
Males. Five Deadly Venoms.
Five Deadly Venoms.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Ooh, it's a good one.
Go check it out. Oh, now, I would have her be Shoot Me the Snake.
Where the head
goes, the tail follows. Well, hell yeah. Or the other one, it would be probably, kind of like the old school ones a whole lot. I can't think of the name of it, but the whole premise of the Kung Fu movie was, this Chinese fighter was married to this Japanese fighter. They was white. And they always was fighting. And they always argued about who Kung Fu, whose technique was better, whether it was Japanese karate or Kung Fu.
Right.
So she was pissed off, and I think they get mad at each other. So she calls in her family. He has to fight somebody all the way up until, I think, her brother, what have you. So I think that would make a killer ass like porn sequence of the fact of him and the girl, you know what I'm saying? The wife, they could talk about who got this, 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 you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you're gonna be Japanese.
No, I don't think that'll work. I'd be more on the Chuck Norris scale.
Yeah. He'd be fair.
I try not to be other races because it would just look terribly offensive. Like, I can do a lot of accents, as I'm sure you've already noticed on some of the films that I've done. I do have a few rules. If the race couldn't pull off white, then I'd have no business doing it. Like, I can do a fairly decent African accent.
Yeah.
I won't do it on film.
You better do a white African.
That's right? The only one I'm going to get to do is, down in South Africa.
Yeah.
That's diplomatic community.
Yeah, they'll be like, he just speaks some Zimbabwe on this man.
Yeah. Like, you don't want me to play a character that's called, like, you know, Mutombo Imagagwe. Like, that would just, I feel like that's not...
Hamatumia.
Yeah, that one we're not doing on camera.
Oh, my God. So, shoot, but I held these people up. I got to get ready for another show. And they will be back, because I'm going to get them both on the premium smoke room, you know what I'm saying?
I
gotta get another couple up there. So y'all know what it is, and you know what y'all need to do. Tell them where they can spend that money on them.
Okay, so my website is Jasmine, JazmineCruzXXX.com. My TikTok is Jasmine Cruz Official. My OnlyFans is Jasmine Cruz OF. Twitter. My Twitter is Jasmine Cruz OFF1, and my OnlyFans is Jasmine Cruz Fans.
And then, of course, you can find me on MrSexyBuns.com. That's MrSexyBuns.com for all of my nasty content. You can find me on social media at JR_Cruz2020 on Twitter and Instagram. You can check out our podcast, like I said, on Just Cruising podcast, JUST CRUZN. We're on all major podcasting platforms. We would love for y'all to leave us a 5-star review if you like it. Show us some love. We'll show you some love. Always looking for sponsors and people that might be interested to come on the podcast and share a little bit about themselves. Thank you, brother. Yes, we would love to have you on, of course. We will definitely have to talk offline to get that scheduled. Thank you so much for the love you've shown us. Like, we're grateful. And always we reflect back the same way. We make sure we tell everyone that, you know, hey, get on the Smoker's Lounge. It's a great time. You're a great host. We're grateful for you, brother.
They're just buttering me up, just making me smile. They want me to show my missing teeth.
Oh, God.
And don't forget, people, before we sign out, subscribe. Two ways to get extra content. Way one, on Spotify for you, Spotify folk. Savage Smoke. I talked to the top male talented producer of this business. And we give the real about this business from a male perspective. Yeah, about the ladies in the business, production, everything up under the sun. The second way, y'all already know what it is. Best smoke is what? Always premium. Premium Smoke Room. 5 premium podcasts for you to enjoy. Gets more candid, more provocative, more wild, more crazy. Tits come out. Dildos might come out. You don't know unless you subscribe. Oh, and by the way, in the video store, you get to see me in action. With that being said, you do become a premium smoker. Oh, and by the way, if you subscribe, you get shouted out on the show. So you get mentioned. Hey,
there you go.
Can't be able to stick. So with that being said, there you go. So
yes, sir.
That being said, you know how we end these things all day, every day. Life is a learning experience. What's the point of the experience? If you haven't learned anything, smoke this over. Say goodbye to them, Cruisers.
Bye,
everybody.
I love you.
Deuce.